escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like there's been a lot of talk lately in particular about short-term rentals, these Airbnbs, these Vrbos that are popping up everywhere. And some of it's just the changes that those companies have made, and they're making it a lot harder for the host to want to host because they put a lot of the power in the hands of the person who's staying there. And that has to be frustrating, especially people who have been doing this for years. It's generated a lot of income for them. And now all of a sudden there's these changes. And maybe in some cases it's making them rethink if they want to continue doing that. Well, there's also been problems like the incident recently in the city of St. Louis where you had an Airbnb and, you know, no one's shocked by this, that some, you know, foolish teenagers threw a massive party there and someone ended up getting shot. It was some girl who was shot in like the knee, so she didn't die. But we have heard of those stories, I mean, for years now, right? Since these have been operating, where you have these people who rent these Airbnbs or VRBOs, whatever you want to call it, Vrbo, and they basically are probably being used just to be able to throw a huge party.
Well, of course.
And it makes you realize.
If they didn't have these things when I was a teenager, but right. We most certainly would have tried to take advantage of that if we knew we could rent a house for the weekend and do what we wanted out of sight of mom and dad and, mm-hmm. and somebody was old enough to actually rent it, that would have been great.
Yeah, well, it's caused problems for people. And I mean, I can understand why even in some neighborhoods, they don't, with HOAs, they don't even allow you to rent out, not even just like a one night, two night thing. They don't allow you to rent your home out to someone who's signing a year or 2 year long lease. Now, our neighborhood does. I know we have renters down the street from us, but people don't typically like it when they realize that the home that they just built in the neighborhood that they love, come to find out that they're living next to a home that is for rent.
Well, you need to know that going in, right? Like my mom's condo down in Florida that she had for a while. For a lot of people, it's their retirement home. For others, it's some place they go a couple times a year. And they want to rent it out when they're not there. Well, mm-hmm. The people that live there full time don't like that. They don't want the transiency of people coming in and out. So they put a rule on down there that you couldn't rent it for less than 6 months at a time, which is, can be a bit of a challenge because the winter rental market is about 3 months long. And if you force somebody to rent 6 months instead of three, it doubles their cost, and a lot of people aren't interested in being there mm-hmm. for 6 months. So they effectively hamstring people that wanted to make a little bit of money to cover HOA costs while they're not down there. That kind of sucks. I don't like those kinds of rules.
Well, exactly. So yeah. The city of Clayton is taking a unique approach to deal with some of the vacancies in these smaller buildings downtown.
Right.
So downtown Clayton. So now they've just allowed short-term rentals on a limited basis. They just passed this ordinance this past Tuesday. And they're saying that there are some restrictions. Like, for example, the building has to have been built before 1955, be less than 20,000 square feet, and contain four or fewer residential units. But they're hoping that this is a way to fill some of these older office buildings that I guess have just been sitting vacant for years. But obviously, Clayton is a very nice area, so I'm very curious to see what people think about this. And I actually have a clip from the mayor of Clayton talking about it.
People can't just come in and throw a party for one night. If there's persistent problems in one particular space, you know, our city manager has a lot of ability to, you know, really revoke permits very quickly.
Let's take bets on how long the things spiral out of control and they have to revoke some of these permits. Surely, well, that will happen. I understand Clayton's a nice area. They're saying you have to stay there at least two nights. I get it. They have restrictions in place, but this will still happen.
Well, I think, I mean, maybe part of the other problem is, first of all, if you have somebody who can afford it and who's old enough to actually book the rental, is it the parent booking it for the kid? I mean, in some of those areas, money is not going to be the barrier, so it could be a nicer piece of property. I could see them trying to protect that from extremely short-term rentals. I get that. You have to be able to police that in some way.
Well, so it's saying you have to be at least 18 years old typically to book an Airbnb. But
I would think I'd make it 21.
Couldn't you use a fake ID on that?
I would assume
it would stop you from doing that. And if you're inviting 50 people to your party, have everyone throw in $10. I'm not suggesting you do this. I'm just saying
tips from Kim.
There are ways that people can figure out how to pay for some expensive, ritzy Clayton Airbnb. Even the city of St. Charles has struggled with this. They had a year-long ban on these new short-term rentals, and they just adjusted it. And I think it was like, okay, they have to be in a certain vicinity, and you can only add so many new ones. I mean, there are many cities in the St. Louis region, well, across the country, but if we're focusing on St. Louis, that have really struggled with this, where there's definitely a demand for these types of buildings for people to be able to host people and to make income. This is a side hustle for a lot of people. A great way to make income if you do it right. You have a good, you know, Airbnb in a great location where there's demand. But yeah, I mean, people are mad when you find out that you are living next to this type of place and you're going to be dealing with some potential problem.
Imagine how happy the Airbnb owners are in Washington, D.C.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I mean,
the homeless, you suggesting the homeless are going to go to the Airbnbs?
No, not at all.
Unless the city wants to pick up the tab. Maybe if they're illegal, the city would be willing to pay for the nice Airbnb.
They might. Under a Biden administration, they would have. No, I just mean that with the crime being down, that's got to increase demand. If you know going to D.C. was dangerous, you're less likely to go there and rent an Airbnb to go stay in Washington, D.C. in a suburb because you don't know which the safe ones are and which ones aren't.
That's probably true. You'd be safer going to a bigger hotel where you know they'll have security and enclosed parking garage, things like that. That's a good point, actually, that some of these cities, yeah, if you're dealing with less crime, the demand would, it seems like, naturally go up.
I mean, it wouldn't last very long because your reviews would bomb, but you could, you know, send somebody up to, depending on what street you want to, you name in North St. Louis, and have a nice Airbnb, and somebody from out of town books it and then finds out afterwards.
A lot of ambient noise at night.
Yeah.
It's fireworks.
Could be fireworks.
Nothing
don't
to
mind.
See here. Don't get nervous. It's not gunshots. You walk outside and it's like a body outside in the alley.
I loved yesterday, speaking of that, on Fox, on Outnumbered, they had Marie Harf on there. Marie Harf's actually from St. Louis. Her dad lives here in the greater St. Louis area. Of course, she used to be was she in the Obama administration, I think, maybe as in the State Department spokesperson or something like that. And she's been a commentator on Fox for a few years. But Harris Faulkner just gutted her argument yesterday that all of these big cities with all this crime are all in red states. A lot of them are in red states. And I'm like she's pointing out St. Louis and some of these towns that are on these lists of the most dangerous. But it's not
blue.
The state that it's in.
Right.
It's the city.
Go look at St. Charles County and compare the crime rate. And I understand that we're not a big city like St. Louis, but that's ridiculous.
Harris
to
Faulkner
suggest
just
that.
Gutted her. She's well, but they exist in a red state.
Okay.
Well, what the hell does that have to do with the fact that they won't enforce the laws in the city of St. Louis? Now, maybe it's getting a little better than a Kim Gardner type situation, but not a lot. There's still a reason why you have so many shootings per capita. There's a reason for it. And as soon as they see what's working in D.C., going to put a lot more pressure on Kara Spencer and the Board of Aldermen in the city to start addressing those issues.
The circuit attorney can only do so much. If the city is down more than 100, 200, 300 police officers,
well,
it's easy to go out at 2 in the morning and shoot up your buddy over some stupid drug deal gone wrong, knowing that they don't have enough cops to cover everything.
They also have to work within the rules of the system, just like Chief Frizz was saying when we had him on the other day regarding juvenile crime. What's with this stupid point system? Whatever it is, it's outdated. It doesn't fit the realities of today's crime, and it needs to be revised so they have some teeth in it and they can actually hold some of these juvenile thugs so they can't get back out and carjack somebody 24 hours later.
Right.
Yeah, they've got to have some. They got to address that system for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.